former surgeon accused of sexually abusing hundreds of child patients in France. By Breitbart London on February 23, 2025. Paris, AP, France is about to hold its largest ever child sex abuse trial. While just one man is in the dock, a former surgeon accused of raping or sexual abusing 299 people, mostly child patients, activists hope the trial empowers other victims and helps expose other abusers long protected by societal taboos. Central to the trial are defendant Joël Lescaurnec's chillingly detailed notebooks, which he used to document decades of sexual violence. Lescaurnec, now 74, will face hundreds of victims during a four-month trial starting Monday in Vannes, in the Brittany region of northwestern France. He doesn't deny the charges, though he says he doesn't remember everything. Some survivors have no memory of the assaults, having been unconscious at the time to undergo surgery at Lescaurnec's hands. The trial comes as activists are pushing to lift taboos surrounding sexual abuse. That was highlighted recently during the trial that made Gisèle Pelicot, who was drugged and raped by her now ex-husband and dozens of others, France's symbol of fight against sexual violence. Child protection and women's rights groups and medical community associations see the trial as an opportunity to reaffirm that shame must change sides. It should also mark a new step towards a justice system that listens and protects victims and firmly convicts aggressors, they said in a statement. Lescaurnec faces up to 20 years in prison for rape, sexual assault and indecent acts committed with violence or surprise. The case began in 2017 when a 6-year-old neighbor denounced Lescaurnec, who had touched her over the fence separating their properties. A subsequent search of his home uncovered more than 300,000 photos, 650 pedopornographic, zoophilic and scatological video files, as well as notebooks where he described himself as a pedophile and detailed his actions, according to investigation documents. In 2020, Lescaurnec was sentenced to 15 years in prison for the rape and sexual assault of 4 children, including 2 nieces and a young patient. Lescaurnec has admitted child abuse dating back to 1985 to 1986, according to investigation documents. Some cases couldn't be prosecuted, because the statute of limitations had expired. The Vannes trial will examine rapes and other abuses committed from 1989 to 2014 on 158 men and 141 women who were age 11 on average at the time. The doctors sexually abused both boys and girls when they were alone in their hospital rooms, according to the investigation documents. His strategy was to disguise sexual violence as a medical act, targeting young patients who were less likely to recall what had happened. "I didn't really remember the operation. I remembered the post-operation, a surgeon who was quite mean." One of the victims, Amélie Levesque, recalled of her time in the hospital at the age of 9 in 1991. "I cried a lot, but I didn't think something like that had happened to me during this operation." Years later, she described feeling overwhelmed when she learned that her name appeared in Lescaurnec's notebooks. "That was the beginning of the answers to a lifetime of questions. And then it was the beginning of the descent into hell as I left the lawyer's office," she said. "I felt like I had lost control of everything. I wasn't crazy, but now I had to face the truth of what had happened." She also described the emotional toll of the revelation. "I fell into a deep depression, my family tried to help, but I felt completely alone," she said. The Associated Press doesn't name people who say they were sexually assaulted unless they consent to being identified or decide to tell their stories publicly. Lescaurnec's lawyer, Thibaut Kurosawa, told Sud-Ouest newspaper that his client would answer the judge's questions as he decided to face up to reality. The case could have come to light much earlier. Lescaurnec had already been convicted in 2005 for possessing and importing child pornography and sentenced to 4 months of suspended prison time. Despite this, he was appointed as a hospital practitioner the next year. Because of processing delays, the criminal record check requested by the health ministry at the time didn't include any mention of his past offenses. Even after being informed of his conviction, health authorities and hospital management didn't pursue disciplinary action. Some child protection groups joined the proceedings as civil parties. The lawyer for L'Enfant Bleu Association, Jean-Christophe Boyer, said that one key purpose is to do something, perhaps modify the legal framework, to prevent this kind of situation from happening again. The Independent Commission on Incest and Sexual Violence Against Children urged a major cultural change. Child abuse careers are built, not by monsters, but by all witnesses' successive silences, it said in a statement. It is each witness' duty to take action, and especially each professional in a position of responsibility in a health, administrative or judicial institution. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.